Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me.
I'd like to take a look at how one artist has chosen to depict the bodily suffering of Christ. He's Michelangelo Merisi, better known as Caravaggio, whose masterpieces are currently on show here in Rome on the Quirinal Hill. Our Professor of Fine Arts, Breda Ennis, shares with us some timely comments.
So we're talking about the Deposition of Christ, which is in the Vatican Museum, Breda, which is on show elsewhere at the moment in Rome.
Once again,
incredible movement.
Oh, this is absolutely amazing, because you have a cascade of figures coming from the right-hand upper corner of the painting right down to the left-hand corner of the painting, meaning everything is happening on a diagonal. If you took a black background, a very dark black background, and then you spread your figures right across up the painting from the left corner on the bottom to the right corner on the top, that's where everything is happening, except there is one thing which breaks all of this movement at the bottom, where you have this extraordinary slab of stone coming out at you into your space, your viewing space. The first thing you feel is that this stone is about to come out of the painting and land at your feet. Hopefully not on your feet, but it's so real that you feel the weight of the stone. This particular slab is actually held up in the painting, obviously, by two rocks underneath, with a tiny plant underneath the stone. And the irony is that the plant, and the way when he paints plants, he doesn't try to make them look nice and pretty and in good condition, etc., and they're worthy of being painted. They're slightly curled, they're slightly gone off, they're a bit brown, the green is off. And so he tries to paint, let's say, the condition of man, which is transitory. He tries to be symbolic even when he's painting fruit and plants. Even though there's no fruit, obviously, in this particular painting, he tries to show them with little marks on the apples and the pomegranates or whatever, meaning that there is a sequence of events in relation to anything, any particular living object. So here we have, on the top part of the painting, with her arms flying up into her air in absolute horror at what's happening, and also with great sense of despair, is Mary of Cleophas. And she's standing, she's wearing a white and brown robe, and her hands are raised in the air, and her hands literally take up the upper part of that particular painting. Then there is another lady in front of her, another woman who's unidentified. Then below that figure, you have the figure who is lifting Christ. They are about to lay him in his tomb onto this slab of stone. And this figure has his arms wrapped around the legs of Christ to be able to lift him. And Christ is lying limply and falling down into the bottom of the painting. Now, if you think of Mary of Cleophas on the top, kind of running her hands out of the painting at the top, at the bottom you have Christ limply falling down to the bottom of the painting. You can actually feel the weight of the body of the dead Christ falling down the painting. And around his chest you have John holding the other side of Christ so that they can lay him down on the slab. His arms are falling down limply as well here, as are his legs. Right behind the two figures, let's say, holding Christ and laying him very gently down below, you have the Madonna, who is dressed with sort of dark blue-black. She's going into the background. And here she's depicted as an older woman. So most times you see the Madonna depicted as a young woman. Here she's certainly over 40 or 50. Probably also he wanted to show the weight of pain, in the sense she has one of her hands just hovering in the air as if she's about to put her hand down on the face of Christ to give him comfort as a human figure, apart from his divine role. You see this hand of the Madonna coming out behind the head of John on the left-hand side, just above the face of Christ. Now, the body of Christ is painted in a different colour. So it's grayer. It's clearly a human being who's dead. So you can see the difference in the colour of the flesh and the lack of life and the lifelessness. This is beautifully painted, but not he hasn't given it the figure of Christ a ghastly form either, which is good and kind of interesting. Also, if you look at one of the hands of Christ, touches the stone, the slab that's below him, and emphasizing to us that he is the cornerstone. This is the church. This is the beginning of the church, and this is the rock on which he is laid and from which we are made. So the construction, the church, you have all the symbolism relating to the cornerstone. It's coming out at us with power. So this is the power of the message of salvation coming out at you and going straight to your heart. Because when you stand looking at that painting, that piece of the rock that juts out, which he has actually put a little bit of light on the corner too, just to emphasize it, you just feel it's going to go right through your heart. And then it makes you stand still. When you stand in front of that painting, you are mesmerized. And you're mesmerized by what he wanted you to be mesmerized by. Not Caravaggio as a painter as such, but what he is actually painting. Meaning he's getting across the message that he wanted to create in that painting. And again, here, it's mostly dark in the background. And it's very theatrical in the sense of the emphasis is being put only on the movement of the figures, etc. But the light, again, is falling not on Christ's face, but on his chest and on his legs, a little bit on the face of the other Mary at the top of the painting, a tiny bit around the robe that Mary, the Madonna, is wearing. But and also what gives the whole painting a lot of light is the fact that Christ has this white sheet wrapped around him and he's painting it white without too much shading. The same with Mary of Cleopas at the back. She has a garment which is white. So he's able to pull all that area and give it a kind of diffused light. I think you can see also the figure of Christ with his mouth slightly open, which is very realistic. And also, if you look at his feet as well, you can see, let's say, the stress of what he's been through. And also the feet of the figure who's actually holding him, holding his legs. The feet is, you can see, full of wrinkles and marks and muscles. He didn't try, as I said before, to make things look nice. He made things look real. And he wanted people to relate to the reality. And sometimes for people, the reality is too hard to cope with. And sometimes they prefer the idealized. But at the same time, he has this capacity to break through all of that idealization and force people to get involved emotionally, visually, and spiritually.
And warmest of thanks there to our Professor of Fine Arts, Breda Ennis, who's currently working at the American University of Rome, and who also happens to be an artist herself.
Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.